Wheatus and Teenage Dirtbag on Wandsworth Radio, and the time is 6 minutes past eight. And you are tuned in to
Friday Night Love!
It's weird you opening the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
I opened it last week as well.
Yeah, but because Chris wasn't here.
How was the show last week? I haven't heard it yet.
Fun.
Did you have a good time?
So much fun.
We played, I think, a total of six songs.
Okay.
I love how your face just winced at the idea.
No, Robert already told me that. I was prepared for the bad news.
You can listen back to the podcast when I've edited it.
Which is 90 minutes long.
When is the podcast going to be available, do we reckon?
Don't know, don't care.
Just so you know. But
it's on Mixcloud though, isn't it?
People work have been asking about it.
Cyrus was asking about it as well.
Maybe that's a hint that you're well liked and should continue to broadcast.
Maybe it's a hint that I'm being cornered into doing work that I don't want to do.
Well, what a day. It's going to be weird today, isn't it? Because we're going to be jabby, but we're also going to be a bit sad.
Right. You're listening to Friday Night Lights with Rob Wong, Chris Pearson and Alex Mara. And we have been doing this show in some form or another for 2.5 years now. We started in February 2015. We are day oneers of Wandsworth Radio. We were here from the very start, when the station first opened, when we were young and naive.
I've never been young or naive.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, we've come so far together. We've grown together as a family. We truly are the Swedish House Mafia of Wandsworth Radio.
We've done so much together as well. Like, as a three.
Yes.
There was a...
I've been waiting for that for 2.5 years. And like, I've told
is
you...
Is that why you're off?
Yeah.
Because it's
the last hurrah.
Like, we've done so much broadcasting together as well. Like, when you think of the hours we put in, and the extra things as well, like broadcasts from different events. And like
Battersea, the Battersea Grandstand.
Yeah, yeah, and like the Bake Off.
Yeah.
And it's going to be weird today because one of us is apparently a coward.
Just think, all of the hours that we've put in, all of the accumulative days
like,
that
I reckon
put in,
weeks.
Yeah, and none of it paid. Didn't earn a penny from any of it. And everyone's like, Rob, why are you going?
You got paid with love. And friendship, and I gave you my time.
Sorry,
I'm never getting that back.
Did the radio show get in the way of your many freelance bookings? Sorry that we were blocking your work. I mean, when Lexi Carducci gets offered work, she takes the Wandsworth Radio Show off, but apparently you put free work over all the offers that were coming in, knocking at the door with money for Rob.
Hang on a second.
That's what sets me aside from Lexi Carducci. She gets a sniff of the dollar and she goes running off, whereas my loyalty lies here.
Yes, all the sniffs of the dollar.
Are you
sorry
that we're holding you back? Sorry, are you Justin Timberlake to the NSYNC that is this radio?
Wow, I'm so sorry we've been stunting your career growth.
I can't wait to hear all your
those,
version of Sexy Back.
All those Friday 8 o'clock freelance shifts you've been offered.
Everyone's like, Rob, why are you leaving the show? Why don't you want to spend your free time with these two people?
Dear.
I wonder.
We're not angry, just disappointed.
Bitterly disappointed.
When Phoebe Part left, like, she's getting dollar now.
So
she was getting dollar
your
anyway, though, wasn't she? Sorry to cut you off, Alex. What did you say? What less interesting thing did you come out with? Sorry, I'm not...
Wow, I can't wait until you leave me with Chris. This is going to be amazing.
Stay tuned for just more back-to-back cattiness.
Like, ow!
This is great because, like... I started winding down maybe 2 weeks ago, and at this point, like, I'm fully done. Like, I've not bought anything in for the show. So
great. I'm sure people will stay tuned.
This is... Well, this, like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to you. It matters to us. I've got... Right, the last hour of the show...
Are you forward promoting an hour? Because mine isn't good enough to
I'm
keep people
I'm forward promoting an hour. Alex, you know what's coming up.
Yeah.
It is the best hour of radio we'll ever do together. Like, I've got you, celebs... I've got you treat, and I've got you an emotional gut punch. It's going to have you crying more than that time you watched 500 Days of Summer whilst you're having a good time.
CD. I have... Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. So from 9 o'clock is the when I become an emotional
it's
punch
It's the Rob Wong funeral, I'm calling it.
Sorry, what?
It's got a bit of that vibe about it, hasn't it?
Are we going to be turning the lights off and crying to Adele again?
Oh, we're getting the candles out, absolutely.
Are you gonna sail me down the Thames while firing fiery arrows at me? Give me a Viking funeral. You're dead to us. Release the archers. Oh, no. It should be good. It should be very good.
Well, also, we've got to promote something, given you've not got anything lined up.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I've got special shout-outs.
Oh, I like them.
We're 10 minutes into the show, so this will last us till 9 if we go on last week's formula. We were doing special shout-outs until 8:45 last week, and there were only two of us.
Yeah.
What were they?
No one messaged in. And Osiris messaged in because a member of the public came to his aid when he was bleeding out from the leg, and that annoyed him.
Oh, apparently.
he's too hench for that.
Way too hench for your boots.
Too hench for community spirit.
For community spirit?
Community spirit.
I'm very tired because I was up very late last night sourcing things.
You sound like a mum planning Christmas.
It
That's
took
what you sound
so
like.
Long.
Have you put a lot of prep into this show? Because I now feel bad for being quite blasé about it.
Yeah,
he actually has.
A lot. Like, I've been lining things up for months now.
Yeah.
You've not known that I'm going to leave for you.
Yeah, but I just knew. Me and Alex had a Google Doc. We were, like, taking bets. I thought you'd at least make it through the summer.
I didn't.
No, I want the summer free.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought you'd want to go and try and find yourself yet again.
For all those Friday nights, you're on your mad ones, getting your free lads work.
Well, now I can. I couldn't before.
What was it we were saying last week that you'd be doing? Drawing rocks?
Oh, yeah. I already did that again at lunch. I was sick. Mate, I tried to draw water today.
Water's hard. It's like fire.
Mate, I could not be having any of it.
Are you like honing your artistic skills so that you can draw the artwork for cards? Is that where this is going?
I don't know what it is. Let's play a song because we're losing everyone, including ourselves. And then we'll do special shout outs on the other side of this. So if you have something that's annoyed you a little bit, but not too seriously, do tweet into @WandsworthRadioNow and let us know what it is that has annoyed you this week. And we'll give it a readout on the radio. And also we'll let you know what has irked us a little bit this week. And also, I'm having none of colleague leaving, co-presenter abandoning the ship.
I think we'll talk about whatever's annoyed us a bit this week, Rob.
I'll have nothing of, the captain jumping off as the ship's hit by a cannonball.
Sorry,
captain's
captain.
Very generous. Yeah. Cabin boy, more like.
Captain.
You're turning the barrel.
Let's be honest, I am the captain of the show.
Apparently.
I invited you onto the station. You're welcome.
But you're leaving. You don't get to be captain and leave. Captain stays.
And if it weren't for my call, then Sheena De Silva would be sat over there right now. You look, I intervened, Alex. You're welcome.
That wasn't Sheena. That was Nicole.
I can't remember.
Yeah, there we go.
Who's Nicole? She's a newsreader.
No, she's not. She hosts.
Yeah, but she used to be a newsreader.
We'll have this conversation off air.
No, is she still part of the station?
She does Healthy Wandsworth, but she did used to be a newsreader. That's not a lie. Sorry, are we boring you? You're on Tinder or something? Yeah, I know what you're doing really, Alex. Play a song.
We're trying to have a link with Alex and she's on Tinder.
I'm not on Tinder!
Definitely are on Tinder.
Can we call this boy and convince him that you're a zookeeper? I'm going to throw out all the old references today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh dear. Okay, let's play Freddie LeGrand and Put Your Hands Up for Detroit. For anyone going out clubbing tonight like us.
Can we please tune into a rival radio station? Because that is one of my
favorite. Oh yeah, yeah, we'll get Heart on or something after this. Okay. Freddie LeGrand and Put Your Hands Up for Detroit on Wandsworth Radio. And the station manager of Wandsworth Radio has decided to join us.
Hello, Jason. What,
did you say that with disdain?
Not disdain.
No, with bitter disappointment.
I'm just going to say I'm bitterly disappointed.
This was not made apparent to me that the station manager of Wandsworth Radio would be joining us.
Really?
I've got.
Are you excited?
I'm indifferent at this point.
I've got a bit of an idea. Okay. If you're both keen. What? So here's the thing, Rob. Right, you're leaving Wandsworth Radio.
Oh, yeah, good.
But you're obviously at some point you're going to want to apply for like something media-y, And Jason's been your boss for years now. Mm-hmm. Wow. So instead of doing the faff of like putting it on a CV and references available on request,
right?
Maybe Jason could give you a reference on air that we could then, you could just record and just send that to people.
Okay, so Jason's going to give me a reference for if I go on to other things.
Yeah. Like not necessarily radio, because obviously you're definitely coming back to Wandsworth, but like...
Well, I mean, my plan at the moment is to try and join the Receipts podcast, so it's basically the Wandsworth Radio Graveyard,
isn't it?
How would you describe Rob's time at Wandsworth Radio, Jason?
He wants to go and do a receipt. What?
I'll explain off air the Receipts podcast. It's something that a former member of Wandsworth Radio is now doing.
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah, no, never listened to it. Yeah,
Snake.
Have you heard it?
I wouldn't. Yeah. It's not.
It's not like it's award winning or anything.
It's not live, is it? No. Anyway, Rob Wong. Probably one of the best volunteers ever at Wandsworth Radio, I would go so far as to say.
Second best after Craig McCall, and many would vote.
In the awards last year, but you're not going to be able to do the awards this year, so we're not going to know whether or not you would have got that award.
Can we get Rob on the panel?
Possibly.
Oh, God.
Well, you know I'd skew it towards anyone but Craig. Like, even Rudd would get
but
it
no,
at this
Rob,
point.
You've been absolutely marvellous. You've been absolutely superb, and you've done so... I mean, my goodness, do you remember 2.5 years ago when we first moved in above the charity shop and you came and did your first show and you did that little video, which you can still see online, can't you? The YouTube video.
Oh, yes.
Of your very first radio show.
We should tweet that out. We're in suits, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
oh, God,
it was so
I remember
exciting.
That.
And it was just a lot of... And you've been a lot of fun and it's been fantastic and you... I've just been brilliant, really. You are superb.
Thanks.
On air, and I always wanted you. I always wanted you three to be like the ones of radio breakfast team. And if we had loads of money, and if I could afford you, I'd give you that.
My freelance rate is very pricey.
I think you'd be fantastic as a breakfast show, all of you three. And we've said that all along, haven't we?
I'd be up in time.
Oh, imagine you getting up for a breakfast show. You're late for this show and it's 8 o'clock in the evening.
But also I must say that you've come with loads of ideas, loads of features, and you've done some really fun, creative radio, which is rare in UK radio at the moment. If you listen to the bland, boring crap that they put out on some commercial stations,
got a
the stuff
that
you do.
We do that sometimes on the show.
But the stuff that you do is creative, it's imaginative, it's interesting, and people want to listen to it. And you've got an audience out there that no matter you might not think many people are listening, but there are people listening.
They're out
there.
They
really love it. And you have set the bar high.
Even that thing where we threw ping pong balls into the toilet.
Exactly. Creative.
What was it called, Chris?
I can't remember.
One in the stink and two in the pink.
Or what?
Oh yeah!
Like I forward promoted a link and then.
Can I do one?
You know what?
Play a jingle. Or do you have to do it after a track?
You know what? You can do yours and then we'll play a couple tracks and then we'll do the news and then we'll do actual special shoutouts. So I'll give you special.
So I get a special
managerial priorities.
Well, my little thing is just, you know those things on Facebook that where you see people and they're sort of tests and they tell you about yourself.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like click to find out which Game of Thrones character you are.
Yeah, things like that.
Yeah,
I can't resist doing it.
Every single time you go
so
in.
So this week I've been there was something about what type of gay
I
are
you.
I
saw you do that. I was like, what gay stereotype are
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, what?
I'm a twunk, apparently.
Sorry,
that
what?
Is. I'm a twunk. And then the latest
twink.
One was what's the brutally honest truth about you? And it's that you're too nice.
So why are you annoyed by them if you can't stop doing them?
Because they fill up my timeline and then people just go, why are you doing those?
Wait, you share them. You know you can do them without sharing them.
And share your results with your friends.
Yeah, I share them.
But you know you can do them
without
sharing them.
My colleagues are like, you're
too
nice? I don't think so.
But he can't resist.
I can't resist doing them and sharing them. That's the point. I know there's a point where you don't have to share them. But I can't resist sharing it.
So not only can you not resist doing these finding yourself quizzes, you can't resist sharing them at the end.
It's
like,
a good special shout out, isn't
you've
it?
You've done it and you're like, everyone needs to know.
Yes, it's a good one, isn't it? And I'm angry about that.
You're angry at yourself?
Angry at yourself.
Yes.
Do you think we could like legitimately get a therapy for you? Like a therapy session where we sit you down and it's like...
Yes, be Dawn Sprague, possibly.
Is she a therapist?
Yeah, she does all sorts
I've
of
I wondered
therapies.
What job she had.
Yeah. Well, she does lots of different jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She puts them up on the wall. Services.
I wondered what all those promotional posters were spamming the office.
Anyway, what's the time?
I'm going to start doing that. Freelance podcast editor available every Friday for me. £200 a night.
But thank you, Rob. Thank you for all your hard work over 2.5 years.
I've been all right, I know.
You've been fantastic, and I love you. Mwah.
Thanks. Okay, let's play track.
Not as much as Chris.
Is it not as much as you love me or not as much as I love Rob?
This is weird now.
Love you both.
And you.
Alex, you're all right as well.
And you're in the corner.
Right, let's play Take Me Back by Tinchy Strider, and then the other side of this, the news. Because I can't live without you. Wandsworth Radio. Major Lazer and Justin Bieber with Cold Water on Wandsworth Radio. And it's 25 to 9 on Friday Night Lots. Let's do our special shout outs. What has annoyed us a little bit this week? Tweet in, not too late to get your suggestions in. Alex, what you got?
Right, so I was on my way to work and I had to take a bus.
Uh-huh.
And I was already running a little bit late. I usually get in maybe 45 minutes early, so I was running a little bit late. And
hang on. As in, like, you were late to be early, though?
I was late to be on time.
Right, okay, I'm with you.
So, because we have to be working at our desk at 9. So, I was on this bus. This bus stops, and I'm like, oh my god, what's taking? What, like, is there traffic? Like, what's going on? I look over. Nope. Two buses have decided to stop and have a chat. And have caused traffic on either side.
As in the drivers?
Yes. Yeah,
not the actual vehicles.
As in, the bus drivers wanted to talk to each other because they were part of the same.
The actual vehicles have stopped. It's like
I was thinking Morse code with the honkers.
It's like Thomas the Tank Engine up in here. Yeah, that's annoying. Chris, what's annoyed you?
It's a bit of an odd one, but it's shop assistants who use the phrase PIN number because it's not a PIN number; it's your PIN.
Because it's personal identification number.
Yeah. So it's like
an ATM machine.
Yeah, that's exactly the other one. It's like, can you put your PIN number in? No, I can't. I can put my PIN in. I'll put my personal identification number in, but I won't put my personal identification number in. But I still just do it.
Yeah, you do it like a good boy, don't you? You keep your mouth shut, you keep your head down, and you put your PIN in like a good boy. Come on,
as opposed to what?
Say, I'm going to miss you on Fridays. I'm really going to miss you having you on the show.
No, I'm
going to
miss you on Fridays.
It.
I'm going to miss
it.
You.
Say it.
I'm going to miss
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good boy. I thought you'd say it.
I'm going to really miss you.
What's annoyed you, Rob?
Caps lock.
What?
You know when you accidentally leave caps lock on and then you start typing and you've like written out an email and you've not looked up at the screen and you're like, oh, damn it, I've got the caps lock on. Why can't you just highlight it, press caps lock and then un...
You can
highlight
do that.
It and change it to sentence case, hun.
What?
Yeah, there's...
Oh, babe.
Are you what? Serious?
What just, sentence
oh,
case?
Hon. Oh my god, babe. There's like, oh, so you cutie. Know, have you seen the big A and the little A? If you click on
no.
that, it gives you the option to choose like uppercase or all no, sentence
okay.
case.
Strike
or,
through.
Yeah,
super
you can.
Strike through.
You can change it to.
Just change
wait,
it to sentence
I'm,
case.
I'm going to I'm gonna pull up stuff. I'm
is this on email?
You. Yeah, yes. It's on everything that you can it's do hypertext on.
Anything.
I thought once you've caps locked
HTML5,
it.
HTML5, son.
Well, that's it.
No. No, it's not.
So once you've written in caps lock, you can.
It's
you,
not.
Yeah, it's look, not too late.
It's not like what I was using at school, like a chisel and hammer. Like,
what?
It's like, it's literally one of the most solvable things because people have been annoyed about this for so long.
All this time, I just control all delete and I'm retyped.
Oh, wow.
Baby. Wow.
I know you haven't been doing office jobs for a while. To be honest, you haven't been doing your job for a while because you've been on holiday all the time.
I bet you go into Google, Google, so you can get to the Google homepage, don't you? Did you know if you do Control S, you can save without clipping on the floppy disk icon?
The other day, I learnt Windows L to lock.
Oh,
are you serious? Do you know you can do Alt Tab to switch between?
Yeah. I know that.
To hide the grot.
I just don't trust it though because you don't know where it's going to go next.
You can do Control A to select everything.
Yeah, I know that. But that's these are like things on the keyboard, which are fine.
Caps Lock is like. A different
I can see them there. I know that they're there, but this thing that you're talking about isn't actually a thing.
Like, no, it is a thing.
Yeah, but it's not actually there. Whereas the ones on the keyboard.
Well, honey, it's actually there because people press it every day.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not there, you know? Like these ones I can see in front of me. I'm looking at a keyboard now. I can see Windows.
Have you been hanging out with Rudd before the show?
I can see Alt. I can see Control. I can see Shift. I know that they're there. But this strike through.
It's not like air. It's there. Sorry, air is there.
Air is there.
It's not like air in the sense that just because you can't see it.
No, but like I can touch Control and Shift. I can't touch this.
Yeah, but you can see it. Like it's there. You can. You just use a mouse.
Why did you race through mine and Alex's special shout outs that's been half an hour on whether air is there or not?
Sorry, mate. You can do what you want with the show next week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Look forward to hearing you fill 2 hours. Fill your boots.
Alex, fill your boots.
Alex, you're on next week, aren't you? You know this means you can literally never have a week off.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be in so much trouble if you have to go away for a week.
So about that.
Is that a holiday form I see in your hand, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, I am going to, when you're gone, I'm going to start properly regimenting things around here. You've had it way too easy for way too long.
Yeah, I'm like the supply teacher.
You want guests in, you book them in through the formal procedure.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to open up like a Lark's portal where you have to log in to book your holiday?
You want an idea? You pitch it to me. We'll see how we get on.
Oh, Lark's wow. View.
It's going to be so much fun.
Got to say hello to Kirsty, who's listening. Cyrus, Michelle, Phil, Daria. Daria's in total denial that I'm leaving, apparently.
Well, that's because you're doing Daria's show in like a week and a half.
Cyrus is listening in, of course, wouldn't miss Rob's show for merch, last show. People are kind of treating it like I'm dying.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair.
I mean, to me, you are at this point.
Well, look, here's the thing.
I mean, you are dead to us.
It's a soft Brexit. So, like, I'm leaving. This is my last Friday show. I'm doing Monday. That's my last show. And then I'm going to be around doing things.
And we should say, like, this show is still on as well. Like, this will exist in some form.
Yeah,
it's not
Chris
like,
and Alex
it's
aren't
like
leaving.
Everything's going. It's just Robbing.
Just most of
Coward.
It.
And I'm sure that Rob would, like, guest occasionally if I fill out the form.
Yeah, we'll see.
Depends how strong an application you put in.
Get
your application to me by.
There's something in my contract, isn't there, that if I leave, I can't return for 6 months to do work for Wanted Radio? Is that. No.
I mean, to be fair, how often do you work?
I don't get it. What's
it's
that?
A redundancy reference.
Yeah.
Oh.
As in you, like...
If you
get
made redundant, you can't work somewhere for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No,
that.
Is it... But I thought it was the position can't be...
I don't.
If you're made redundant, then the person's position that
is
they were made
is now the time for contract law.
Sorry.
I mean, do contract law if you want, by all means. It's Rob's hour. I'm just sort of worried about our listener base.
Yeah, he doesn't have any content, so it's fine.
Let's play track. And then on the other side of this, we'll talk about more stuff.
More contract law. Next up, pensions.
Mate, I actually need to sit down about pensions.
Oh,
I don't
it's
know.
It's
what
so
I'm doing.
Hard, isn't it? What's a nest?
Yeah, I'm part of Nest. I'm paying into Nest every week. I don't know.
Are you guys okay? Do you guys need help?
Yes.
Yeah, because you live off your pension now, don't you?
I don't want my money going into Nest. I want it now.
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, I do.
You really don't.
Yeah, I do, no, though. Really yeah, but I do.
You really
do. Yeah, but I can...
You can take it out if you want to. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, you
I
can.
Don't know what I'm doing with my pension.
If you want to take your pension out, you can, but it's not advised.
See, the thing is, if...
They do that during divorces. You don't want to do that.
Alex hasn't worked for 20 years because she's just been living off her pension she accrued.
Thing is, right?
During the 70s.
If it's in my bank account, I can withdraw it and I can see it and it's real and it's in front of me. If it's in Nest and it's not actually real...
Yes, it is.
Because it's not actually there.
Yeah.
I would rather have it under my bed than in Nest at this point.
Honest, what? Who are you, Smaug? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, something like a hoard. You're the hoard of dollars,
aren't you? Are you just going to go around like the different forests of the UK kind of digging holes and putting in your gold?
Absolutely. You want a hoard dollar. That's what it is.
And he holds a gold.
Hoard of dollars.
You want a what?
It's just physical money, isn't it? Sort of a crew. I want it all in a bag I can sling over my shoulder.
A canvas sack with a dollar sign on it. Let's play a track because I think Chris and Alex are planning a surprise for me, which will no doubt be a joy. Here is Timbaland and Katy Perry. Unintentionally, all of these tracks have been quite like, you know, leaving.
Yeah, they're quite final, aren't they? That's
yeah, like we've had, you know, Take Me Back from Tinchy Strider. We've got If We Ever Meet Again by Katy Perry. Next, Missing You by The Saturdays. So, yeah, it's all good.
Happy days.
We love Wandsworth. Timbaland and Katy Perry with If We Ever Meet Again. Playing that for Phil, who has just applied to switch from Nest to Life Plan, meaning that he did have to up his contributions to 4% there in his pension.
Are we actually talking about this on now? Yeah. Like now? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about pensions.
I don't know. You got anything else planned?
We have got something planned.
We do.
Go on,
so we were going to do this in after 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But we decided to shift it up again for reasons that will become clear.
Go on and shoot it up.
So, Rob, there's one feature on this show that has consistently been asked after. And it's one of the ones that in the first week got brought to air. The jingles are infamous.
The first week ever.
So Solid Chew.
Yeah.
So Chew, we ran for about a year. Uh-huh. It was a really well-loved feature. People who we'd never met before knew the feature.
Yeah.
Like, it was the talking point.
It was where we had to eat things, eat as much of something as we could in a set time frame.
Yeah, in 21 seconds. And we did 21 seconds to chew.
We did everything, didn't we?
Well, there is one thing that we missed.
There is one thing we missed, Rob.
And so we are going to be doing the last, I think probably the last ever So Solid Chew, I imagine. Yeah.
Oh, is this the death of the feature?
Yeah, because with two, it doesn't really, it's not as easily doable. Mm. So, would you mind just, you're going to need to back off the desk a little, because I don't want you to get food in the mixing desk.
Yeah, who would want that?
I'm going to just put your fade down so I can move the mic closer. Nailed it. So,
what was that?
Alex is just, do you want to close your eyes? And close your nose as well, because it's quite pungent. Close your nose. Come on, close your nose. Close your nose. Close your nose.
Is it poo?
It's not.
Are you going to make me eat
it's
poo?
It's not poo.
Is this my last goodbye?
So
eat poo, you dirtbag.
So, Rob. We all know there's been recent fallings out on the station about you and pizza. So for the last ever So Solid Chew, we have bought a delicious hot and fresh pizza. And we need to know how many slices you can do it in 21 seconds.
Okay.
So, do you want to open your eyes?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's pizzas. We weren't lying.
Right, what's the catch here?
There's no catch.
No, hot and
no
fresh.
Right.
Fresh,
we're
clean.
Live on Twitter.
Okay.
But don't eat the pizza over the desk, because that is bad.
I don't care, I'm on my way out.
Yeah, but we'll get in trouble.
It doesn't bother me.
So take a couple of steps back. Are you all right? Do you want me to do the jingles?
Yeah, you do the jingles and that.
Are you... You're worried. It's fine, it's So Solid Chew. You love So Solid Chew. And we never did pizza.
What's on the pizza?
You'll find out. It's nothing weird.
Okay.
It's not poo.
Okay, where are the jingles?
Right there. So you want to play jingle first.
Where, this one?
Yep, play
okay,
that.
Okay, fine. Right, it's just like old times.
So what are we doing? Chew! 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 Chew!
Swallow?
Chew, chew!
Chew!
Food, food, food!
Chew.
Chew.
Food, food, food.
Chew, chew, chew.
Food, food, food.
Chew, chew, chew.
Why is it that we've got better at that even when we've not heard the jingle in so long?
It's because it plays in my head every night when I'm trying to get to sleep. Right, do you want to get the bed up?
Oh, yeah, okay.
If people never heard before, when Romeo is done, you have to be two.
I forgot that. That's such a throwback. Okay, this is really hot.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah, I know, but that's why we did it now.
This hasn't even been sliced.
Good luck.
This is an entire pizza.
We'll be scoring you by the angle, I think. It's like a gentle slice somewhere.
Okay, fine.
Hey, don't be a coward.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fold it in half and eat it.
When Romeo's done, you'll be too. I'll be commentating. Watch on Twitter.
What is this?
Some interesting veg going on. Oh, he's gone for the calzone! He's gone for the calzone muncher, as we like to call it. He's rolling into a massive sausage and is plowing into it like a dog on a bone. But he is now upside down, topping, spilling into the box, but not on the desk, Matt. I know you're listening. He is plowing. He's got food in his mouth. Romeo's done. You will be too. I need a clear mouth at the end. Here we go. Swallow. Swallow like a good... Oh!
Clear mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like anybody else wanted that pizza. It's
the weirdest thing is that in the years of playing the game, no one ever thought to regurgitate the food to get out of your mouth, but it makes so much sense.
It doesn't count, though. Disqualifying.
Can you flip over the pizza, please? We need to see how much is left. Oh, yuck. Oh, that is horrendous.
Yo, I'll just eat that bit that I regurgitated.
I mean, I'd say you took...
I'd
I don't
say
know how much you took.
Pizza now, you've claimed this.
We should probably play a song and go to the notes. Why have we stopped doing this feature? I'm going to do the desk because you're greasy. I'm not trusting you near it.
Oh, I didn't actually do that much at all. It's less than a slice.
Oh my god, it wasn't even a slice.
If you'd have approached it more tactfully, you'd have been fine. How is it?
It's actually delicious. It's like aubergine and mushroom and stuff.
See, I know how to treat you.
Yeah, you know how to treat me right, don't you?
We're going to play the Saturdays. And then we'll have the news coming
out. I'll just grab the desk here.
Don't
I don't
touch
mind.
It.
I don't care. I don't care about all that. I'm struggling to move for all the crumbs that we've got on the desk.
Stop it. We were really clean. Like,
I'm surprised that you got the faders up with all that grease.
I know. I really struggled actually to grip the faders because they were just coated in grease. And like, there's, you know, like the faders go up and down these little like slots in the desk. I don't think we can put the mics down anymore because they're just so full of cheese.
Is that zucchini?
Yeah. There's like vegetables around the knobs.
I also love what you've done because off of you being too short with the mics, I love that you've put a pizza box on top.
Yeah, just weigh it down.
Full of pizza as well. Because obviously an empty box wouldn't do it, so it needs to be full of pizza.
Yeah.
So it will probably
and it's
weigh
so precariously placed, but you're really good. I mean, you parkoured your pizza.
Weigh it down with a... And I think it's really, it's such a good way to hold the microphone arm down that it should just be a permanent fixture, and I'll probably just leave the box in the studio.
I mean, and it's so convenient because, you know, if you get hungry...
Yeah, just whip a bit of pizza out.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't have time to do other things in life.
For the record, we actually haven't got anyone near the desk. Just saying.
I don't see a problem with any of that, personally.
We've been very clean, like we always are on our food-faced features.
Like a kid.
On a Friday at 8. You know, I couldn't let it go any longer.
No, I know. I'm just watching you breaking a sweat.
Oh, dear. Rudd's listening.
Yes, Rudd.
Hi, Rudd, from the Monday show. Last one on Monday. That'd be good. And... yeah, a few other people do tweet in at Wandsworth Radio if you want to let us know that you are listening. That pizza was painting, though. Do you know
it's
where you got
good.
It from?
Like,
there is a menu on the floor.
Could so be a good...
pick it up afterwards.
Or we could just, you know, leave it for other people to
enjoy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just leave the menu in the pizza box.
For other people to enjoy. Yeah. Just so that they know where they can get really, what was it, pen pizza. What did you say?
Do you think it's like penne pasta? Like penne pizza?
No, as in I know that you're using a slang term that I'm unfamiliar with.
I said it's a painting pizza.
Painting. It's
a painting.
You know how Vauxhall used to be called Foxhall? Painting used to be penguin. Used to describe things as like proper
Stop
penguin.
It.
But now it's like proper painting.
Painting?
No.
Painting.
Painting.
So no.
Painting. Painting. Painting pizza. Peng painting. Painting?
Peng means fine. P-E-N-G. Peng.
Peng.
And then ting, T-I-N-G, is just abbreviated for thing.
Peng ting.
So peng ting is like fine thing.
Can I say what's coming up after 9?
Yeah.
Or after the news even, because it is now past 9. We've got a special celebrity musician coming in.
Like, well, you set me up here because I've now chucked pizza all down myself and you've got a guest coming in.
Yeah,
so I'm going to look like a fool.
You're going to look like a fool because they're getting here. I think they're getting here sort of 9:15. That's what their agent said anyway.
I'm going to have to put a jumper on.
You're going to look
like
a fool.
Hang on. I think I know who it is. So now I'm
don't
not,
think you do.
Now I'm not bothered. I wondered why you had your cap in your backpack today.
We've also got...
Great, okay, good. Can't wait.
We've got the big gut punches coming at 8:30.
Right, so this is the thing that's going to make me cry.
Yeah, this is the tear jerk. Like, you're going to be jerking. Like, your tears are going to be flowing. It's going
to
be...
Funnily enough, that's what I plan to be doing with my Friday nights now they're free. I'll be using the internet bandwidth, but not to listen to Wandsworth Radio.
And I'm bringing back a couple of old games as well. I thought, what better way to sign, seal, deliver the show than a couple of old heavy hitters.
Okay.
Including one which you may have forgotten about, but is a fan favourite. But you'll find out more after 9. It's really good. It's a collab. It's legit. And it's not Baby Jar Roulette.
That was with Phil, wasn't it?
Yeah, it
Remember
was.
Him?
Yeah, he's tuned in. Hi, Phil.
You played a song for him.
I did, yeah, because he recently switched his pension.
Seriously, your memory, how bad is it?
It's not what it used to be. I'm getting old.
Oh, is that what's causing it?
Yeah. It's not the CD suits. Let's have the news now at 9:00.
Wordsworth Radio.
That's Atomic Kitten with Cradle. Sorry about that, Rob picked that one.
Pure banger.
Really?
No, I didn't pick that. I've never heard that in my life.
We've got really good music to come, though. I'm going to put on some of our favourites. So we'll have some Macklemore, we'll have some Designer, all that kind of nonsense. We'll have that... What's that one?
Why do you hate me?
Who's that by?
The Marmoset.
Yeah, we'll have that. We'll have Alexandra Burke as well.
Panda.
Because I just saw that one's coming
panda,
up.
Panda, panda.
We're joined on Wandsworth Radio now for Rob's... We're calling it Final Night Larks. By the...
just decided now.
Wandsworth Radio's new head of content and output, Kai. Hello. Is that your official title? Is that head of output and content?
Just content.
Manager of broadcasting.
Oh, just content. So yeah. You've been demoted already.
No, it's just listening to everyone's show, which...
I know, it can be painful, can't it?
Yeah, there are some good ones.
Yeah, but there's some really bad ones, especially on daytime. Isn't there, Kai?
So do you listen to everyone's show?
Come on. Come on, you're among friends now. You can tell us.
Yeah.
And have you been listening to our show? Or have you already caught one of us?
I have already listened to your show.
Was it the one I wasn't here for?
I think it was... No, you were here for it.
Okay. Did I do good?
Okay. Yeah.
Why do you need praise so much? Look
He's
at
just
you.
Gagging you're for amazing. It.
I'm so glad it's not you leaving.
I'm feeling a bit of tension. Ooh. Like I haven't had any. Because everyone's been like, Rob, we're going to miss you so much. I'm just like, uh-huh. Who came up with Wandering Wandsworth?
Aww.
I tell you, if you leave, it's great. Like, you get so many messages in the inbox saying, oh, I'm going to miss you so much. And you're just like, yeah.
And then
I'm
you come back a year later.
Yeah, I know someone did that.
Oh, yeah, you did that, didn't you?
I don't know who's ever done that.
I was going to say, are you doing this so you can come back as, like, some kind of head of something?
That's it, yeah. I learned that's how to get a managerial post at Wandsworth Radio. You just leave and then...
You're good at videos.
Yeah, no one else is doing them, are they?
So what, Kai, what are you most going to miss about Rob?
I'm not dying! Stop doing this!
We basically are.
Yeah, I'm dead to you all.
So, I did... often listen to your Monday night show, so that's going to be a void in my life.
Yeah,
because you were an OG. We knew you on Twitter before we knew you IRL, because you used to tweet on the Saturday show, didn't you?
I used to listen when it was
Saturday Night Live,
the original.
Yeah. 3 hours.
Saturday show.
Oh, I got a bus from Streatham.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Were you involved in the station at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. And then here you are, head of output and content and stuff.
Yeah,
made
it's
it.
It's just sad to see you go.
I've not actually.
What are you? I mean, I know you're coming back sort of in about 6 days or something like that. So, I mean.
My first cover show is on the 8th of August. I will be on Classical Wandsworth on the 8th of August.
Well, that, you know.
Which is hilarious. So everyone's like, oh my god, you're going, what are you going to be doing? So, going for a week.
But yeah, you're actually going for the same length of time.
I'm still
going to
be around. Yeah, I'm going to be around.
So there's no point in this whole final.
No. It's all a wasted exercise.
Well, there is a bit of a point because it is your last larks. Like, I'm not having you back on.
That was sharp.
I wish you good luck in finding cover for a Friday night at 8.
If you cut your ties, you cut your ties as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
There are plenty of people who'd want to cover Friday night at 8.
Yeah, we've really found that.
A lot of them in the daytime. Daytime presenters.
Well, they want the Fridays.
What?
I mean,
we're gonna
maybe.
Gonna move someone onto prime time from daytime, are we?
No, you could just move them in with Chris and Alex.
Okay. You sure enjoy the fine. Chris, Alex, and Shane Bright show.
Who's that?
He's a daytime presenter. I listen to his show quite a lot.
Oh, is he good?
Yeah.
How does he rank?
Thursday afternoons.
Who's the... I'm not going to ask you who the worst person you've heard is, because obviously that would be really unprofessional. But
best daytime is Akilah.
What criticism would you give the worst person you heard?
What criticism?
Yeah. Like, what's the worst mistake you've heard?
Stop doing creepy gifs on Twitter.
Because our station manager said something really rude earlier.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Turning up, you know, for your show is often a good one.
Arrive!
Is that a big issue?
Are you serious?
That's happened on a few shows that I've reviewed.
Who?
Again,
come on, give us the skinny.
I can't do that whilst...
Pick a side, Kai.
Come on. The lights are red. You can't ask him to do it. That's not fair.
Are you a manager or are you one of us, Kai? Pick a side.
I've always been one of you.
Yeah, if you're one of us, then give us the skinny.
Can't do it.
Hang on. I'm gonna drop the mic and you can just tell us and I'll put them back up. It'll be really quick. You have to be fast, okay? Ready? Really?
That definitely went out on air. He was notoriously late on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, absolutely.
And then he just turns up and plays Bloody Take That. It's like, come on, mate.
I have no comment on that.
Put some creativity into your show.
How do you feel about him, Alex? Big fan?
I have no comment.
Okay, Kai, thanks for coming in. You know, without spoiling what it is, you know what we're doing at half nine.
Yes.
How you? It's gonna gut punch him, isn't it?
I know. I really want him to cry.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think on the first time I was on this show,
we played Make Kai Cry.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. You
know, okay. Flip it around. Switcheroo.
I mean, if you don't cry, then we're just going to resort to hitting you until you do.
Make Rob sob.
Yes.
That's so good. Why have you only just come up with that? We could have done that every week.
Why am I leaving? I'm so talented.
All just the quality creative
heavy
content.
Hitter after heavy
oh,
hitter.
No, it's just nonstop. I mean, this is like, you know when you get to the end of the run and you do a sprint finish?
Yeah.
All the good stuff is coming out now and then that's it, I'm done.
I'm going to play
that's
you...
That's as good as it gets.
I'm gonna
that's my sprint finish.
That, and I'm going to play you... we're going to play Selena Gomez. I know you like this one.
Oh, is it good for you?
Yes.
Mate, I can't handle good for you.
Why not?
It does things to me.
What type of things?
Bad things.
Here's Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky. Thanks, Kai.
Yes!
Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky. Now, Rob, there's a load of people who wanted to say goodbyes to you today.
Yeah.
Because as we all know, you're about to leave Wandsworth Radio forever.
Yeah, I'm dead to you all.
And there's one local up-and-coming musician
right.
who really wanted to write you something.
Go on, and leave the room and then come back.
I'm just going to go get him.
Okay, so this is Chris's stupid spoken word artist.
By the way, TBT to when your brother James thought we were two different people.
Genuinely thought you were two different people. So you do this stupid thing where you're like, I'm going to leave the room. Right. Okay, go and get him.
It's like Kermit and Yoda are never in the same room at the same time because they're essentially the same person.
Oh my God, is that a new hat?
Is it a new hat though?
I've not seen that one before.
Is it a Captain America?
It's Captain America's shield as a cap.
I was going to say.
Hit the mic.
Oh my God, you look like such a redneck.
Hi, hey Rob, it's me, DJ CP.
Howdy, partner.
Side note, I really like the cap. I don't think it's rednecky.
Get the shotgun and the pickup truck.
Hi, Rob. It's because it's backwards.
Let's go round up some cattle.
Can't have it forwards because then I'll be hitting the...
Yeah, you'll be beaking the microphone. Yeah. Okay, yo. Yo, bro.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bro.
Bruh.
Hey, bro.
So, you've been supporting me since day one.
Yeah.
And...
OG.
I wanted to write you something that's... that shows my love of you.
Okay, so
and a good luck and a goodbye.
Right, you've got a spoken word piece for me as my parting gift of Wands.
Yeah.
Of Wands with Radio.
But here's the thing.
Okay,
I saw Ed Sheeran at Glastonbury.
Right, have you got a loop pedal?
And he's been using a loop pedal.
Oh my Lord! No, you are not going to try and use a loop pedal app.
So
no, you are not.
I've sorted something out.
Okay,
and we're gonna go Ed Sheeran on this.
Are you good? You're gonna use a boot pedal.
I'm just putting your faders down whilst I perform.
Okay.
Trust me, it's gonna be legit. So in this track is inspired by Ed Sheeran. Rob's going away and the people are fearing. Using the loop, trying to rally a crowd. Want to make a summer banger that the people play loud. So Rob... Just got to catch up because I got out of time. But this is a big treat for you, alright? 2, 3, 4. So Rob, you're jumping for your push. Your show is silent and your voice is shushed. Without you, Lark just wouldn't exist. So why'd you get fired for saying something racist? Without you... That's be a bit better. No more mystery parcels, mystery letters. You bought so many games, like one in a sink. But not just the games, you also made us think. The music was sketchy, but always a good sound. Can't wait to play Macklemore's Downtown! Your style individual, your mannerisms quirky. Your leaving is definitely gonna hurt me. Just catch up with the loop. 2, 3, 4. Sometimes you can be a bit of a twit. Talking politics and harassing shots about corn. The constant references to the grottiest of porn. Overall, though, definitely has been fun. Without you, the show wouldn't have had such a run.
Stop it! Overall, though, it definitely has been fun. And without you, this show wouldn't have been such a run. I miss your smile. I miss your laugh. I miss your dirty thoughts making me want a bath. Anyway, Rob, I wish you best of luck. And if you're lucky off the show, we'd have a flipping good time. To you, Rob Wong, I say see you later. My name's DJ CP. Pull down the fader!
Pew, pew, pew.
What do you think?
What do you think? Maybe your worst piece yet.
How are we feeling? I worked really hard on the loop pedal.
I also like how you described it as, let's go all Ed Sheeran up in here. And at numerous points you said, hold on, I'm just going to wait because I'm out of time. And also, can you stop laughing?
Thanks for the support throughout the years.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I can't believe I missed Chris again as well.
I don't know why, like, I literally know that you are Chris, but being around DJ CP makes me feel really uncomfortable, like, as a person.
His voice suddenly gets really, yeah. Like, it's like when Chris gets put off by when I do the, Lisa, can I have some more? Like,
I'm not Chris, I'm my own individual artist.
Oh my God, it is so creepy.
Who do you,
do you know what? Michael Cera.
No, because Michael Cera's likeable. But like,
steady on.
I don't know why. I just find it really unnerving. I think it may be the.
Go on.
Maybe the.
Go on.
Maybe it's the backwards cap and the weird, like, soft, groany voice that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Well, thanks very much for your 2.5 years.
That's okay.
The Battersea EP is coming soon.
I can't wait.
Watch this space. Chris asked me to press play on a song. I'll just go and get him. For me, I think.
Oh, you're back in the room, quick! What is happening?
For me, the creepiest thing about it is playing the character and literally commit. Because the thing is, I know that I fooled someone, so I have to commit because I know James was fooled.
Yeah.
So I can't ever, like, have a laugh because you have to get in the method acting of the character.
But everyone knows it's not you.
Yeah, but they don't. That's the thing. James had no idea.
James is an idiot. James thinks the tube is hotter because it's closer to the core of the earth.
That is also true.
No, it's not why the tube is warm.
I'm playing a song now.
It's KKV. Let's go.
Right, Alex. What have you... You've bought a treat for Rob.
I have.
We're going to hit you with a gut punch very soon, but I want to bring this out first.
Right.
Are you having a good time? Is this how you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's better than I thought it would be.
Oh, really? What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. I thought we were just going to do a normal show and then...
No,
it's actually been pretty enjoyable.
I did pitch to Jason, the OB from the chicken shop. He didn't
go in. I only gave like a week and a half notice.
So Alex has bought you a little something something.
Right.
So you know how... I annoy you.
Yeah.
Like, by touching you and making noises at you and
the stupid cat noise that you do all the time.
Oh, long, long. And then, like...
Yeah. Batting important things off the desk like microphones.
So you can keep this. Okay. And I'm giving you permission to use this on me until the end of the show.
Yes?
Yeah, hang on. Say that again, Alex.
I'm giving you permission to use this on me until the end of the show. And I will not resist.
Yes?
Or smack you.
I think I know what it is. Oh, okay.
Off of cats. So I've just given Rob a... There's water in it. So I've given Rob a spray bottle so that every time I annoy him, he's
like
allowed to spray me with
but
it.
But we should
like
say...
Bad cat.
Rob's not going to do it across
do it
any.
Into the microphone.
Rob's not going to do it across any technical
in
stuff.
In and around the microphone.
No, he's
spray
not.
The desk right
no,
now.
No, you're not going to spray
I
the
am,
desk.
Though. Quick, protect the desk.
Apparently, Kai's back in, by the way. Head of content and output. So you're already using up quite a lot of the water on Alex.
This is so good. It also seems to. It's not just water, it's diluted hairspray.
I got rid of the. I thought you were going to do face shots on me. As in, like, spray me in the face.
I only do that at the end. No! Stop it! Stop it! This, I'm going to get one of these just so I can.
But this, you can keep this, so you can. So when I come round to your house and we're playing cards and other games just are deter available, you. When I'm winning and you're crying because you have no land, you can spray me with this when I bring out my Squid Mob.
Cards isn't a brand. Things. Cards are the other.
Yeah, you're. hang on, Bob. We've got the person to ask.
That's like saying football, but other sports are available. Yeah. Like, you don't advertise football.
Are we allowed to say cards?
Yes, cards is not.
Okay, we've got clearance on that one. Right, Rob.
So,
I'm playing a song. We've got the spray bottle.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit you with something
right.
which is going to make you cry.
Okay.
The people...
Is it a fist between the legs? Is that what you're hitting me with?
A fist between the legs is better than none.
Is that your George Talbot impression?
No, it's Florence and the Machine.
Sounds like James Blunt impression.
Can you do another Florence and the Machine and see if it sounds like George Talbot?
What else does she sing?
Ship to wreck, dog days gone.
The dog days are over. Oh, that's
a
dog
now different. Do a George Talbot impression.
The dirty dog days are over.
Now do a James Blunt impression.
The dirty dog days are over.
How are they all the same, but they all sound quite accurate? Especially the George Talbot.
To be fair, I mean...
Poppy, where's that dirty dog?
Why do you always sound like you have no teeth?
Because George Talbot...
Right, playing your song. Man. Here it comes. You're gonna be weeping. And the people will know, by the way. I've been telling people what's coming up. And there's a huge fan buzz for this.
Hang on, you've been telling the people but not me?
Yeah.
How?
Because I speak to people outside of you, believe it or not. I know that's hard to believe.
Rob, there is a world outside of you. Did you know that this, it's not the Truman Show, this isn't a story about your life and we're all...
Truman!
And we're all...
It's Kano on Wandsworth Radio. This is Kano on Wandsworth Radio. This is England, one of your faves.
Yeah, good one.
Good one.
Good
so,
one.
Good one.
Good one.
So, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Right. Today being your last Friday Night Larks,
yes.
Potentially. I mean, like, real talk.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, you've severed your tie at this point. Let the bridges you burn light the way, or whatever it was. I've been trying to think for a while about how to handle it.
Right. But I handed my notice in 2 weeks ago. Like, yeah, stop making out.
Yeah, but you've been talking... Sign it. You've been talking about it for longer than two
weeks. No, I haven't.
Nah, your behaviour, we've read a lot.
No, I haven't.
You think you're a mysterious enigma.
You're not even part of the station, Kai.
I listened to one of your shows and went, oh.
He's on his way out. Was it the one
he's
where I
up.
Was
it's
the one where
painting.
I pizza on the desk? He's on his like way this, out, whether he likes it or not.
The signs have been there for a while, to those who know them. So I've been thinking about how to handle it.
Okay.
And I was like, how would you want it? And in my head,
not dying.
In my it,
what would Rob want?
It's gonna sound like you're when I play you what I've got.
Have you done an obit reel?
So what I've done?
Have you done me an obit?
No. You know how on the last day of school,
uh-huh.
right, big emotional day, like you're leaving
right.
school.
Okay, I know what's happening.
Everyone
here.
Signs your shirt.
Yeah. Have you got recordings of people from the past?
I've made you a little something something because right. I wanted to say goodbye. Alex wanted to say goodbye. But other people did too.
Okay.
So I'm going to play right. this for you and I want you to close your eyes. Kai, can you hit the lights?
Don't. Weird.
Close your eyes.
Do you want me to feed you pizza while you listen to this so it's all your favourite things?
Well, this is quite.
And this is Rob, your scrapbook. Okay. Think of your book that you get signed at the end of school.
Yep.
You left your job, you're leaving your old home behind. The people want to leave you a little message. There's some unexpected voices. I think you're going to really like this. I think it's going to make you quite emotional. Lights are going off, apart from the screen, obviously, because I'm producing. Here is Rob's Friday Night Larks scrapbook.
Rob, how dare you? Why? It's just not going to be the same without you. We will miss you so, so, so much. And I do wish you the very best of luck with your next adventure. But please come back soon. Mwah.
Heya, Rob. It's Emma from the Artist Appreciation Hour. Thank you for being such a good friend to the show. Have a great time wherever you go on today. And don't be a stranger. Come and visit us soon. Bye.
Hi, Rob. It's the Doctor here. Well, not the Doctor, just occasional guest host, Dr. Glenn Dighton. Just wishing you all the best for the future, and wanted to say thank you for all the larks.
Hi Rob, it's Ian from the 80s Brunch. Just wanted to say farewell and good luck for the future, whatever it may hold for you.
Hi Rob, it's your friend DJ CB here. Thank you for your continued support throughout the years, playing my tracks, getting me that airplay, getting me those sweet clicks, and I'll see you soon on the back streets of Battersea.
When I first heard that you were leaving Once Afraid Joe, I thought, how the hell is that going to work? It's part of the furniture. But you know what? You deserve it. You need all the rest you can get, because over the past 2.5 years, you've been working so hard to the point you've inspired me from day dot. So I hope you get all the rest you can when you leave, and still tune into Once Afraid Joe when you're gone, because I understand how your life is kind of busy, but I wish you all the best. I feel like saying I love you, so I'm going to just say it. Love you!
Hello Rob, Dee Dee here. I first met you on the 3rd of October 2015. That's like almost 2 years ago, and you terrified me by asking me what pizza topping I would be. My answer was pants, and I've just about gotten over it, kinda. Well, it helped subjecting you to food adventures with Rudd and Nick. I have left you a box of slippery elm food as a present. I don't know what I'm going to do not hearing your dulcet tones on Wandsworth Radio on a Monday and Friday. I think Facebook and Twitter stalking are the only things left to me. Oh, and watching your soup of vlogs. I'm really hoping that this is adieu and not goodbye.
Hey Rob, it's Phil Hawkins. Just wanted to say sorry to hear you're leaving Wandsworth Radio. I will never forget the times that I came onto your show, the time you made me eat baby food on air, and the time you unearthed the quite cringeworthy Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan site I had in the 90s. So, yeah, good luck with whatever you're doing next.
Rob Wong leaving Wandsworth Radio. There's the words I never thought that I'd have to utter. Anyway, Rob, you will be missed. I will miss the absolute mayhem that descends on the studio when you arrive 50 minutes before your show starts on a Friday. Good luck and enjoy your final show, although I'm sure you'll be back soon.
Rob Wong, where on earth do I start with you? From confessing your love for me on the radio, live or not, I don't really know really what happened there, probably won't ever know, to eating loads of nuts and Five Guys and ridiculing my love for Prosecco. You are unique and Wandsworth Radio will miss you, sort of. Bye!
Hello there, Rob Wong. It's your friend James Blunt. Can't believe you're leaving. You're such a coward.
How you feeling?
You were getting a bit teary, I could see it.
You, I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but it felt a bit half-baked.
Why?
I feel like you ran a bit thin on the ground there, because you were in it twice playing two different people.
Well,
and also you got housemate Emma who lives with us. And Ian from the 80s Brunch, so, who I've never spoken to in my life.
There is an off-air conversation to be had about all the people who I messaged who couldn't be bothered to send me 30 seconds of audio.
To be fair, like, I really appreciate that you got Sophie Ellis. Like, did you have to pay a freelancer rate?
No, she did it for free.
Oh, well, that's surprising.
But
how much you mean to
her? Off air, I will give you the list of people who apparently couldn't give 30 seconds of their time for your recordings.
Asia can, but Phoebe can't.
Oh, don't even. There's so many. There's so many. Two of them are sat in this room.
I mean, I'll let you spray me in the face.
Oh, that's one.
Yes!
Well, there we go. There's your leaving book.
Thanks. That was really nice.
Was it an emotional gut punch?
You got teary, so don't mind.
Not. I mean, I'm going to be honest. A lot of those people I don't really talk to. So.
But they all wanted to send on their best.
That's very
because
nice.
Because they know. The thing was, when I told... Because you earlier said to me in the week, I don't know how so many people know that you're leaving. Mm. But it's because I've been talking to people and trying to, like... So I've been approaching people for the book.
I very much would like to know who you approached who didn't give you a recording.
I'll show you everything.
So I can never speak to them again. So you two are
in fairness, I did turn up.
I mean, I was here for the whole show, so...
I mean, but you didn't send half a minute of audio.
I mean...
Also, Lolit Daria remembering our anniversary.
I know, I wondered how... How she knew that?
Is that in her diary? Today's the day I met Rob Wong.
Her diary.
Her dowry, is that
okay,
what you just said?
We're going to play Block Party. We've got one more... I've got one more little treaty coming up, which is a game featuring an old pal. We might have room for a second game if time.
Okay.
But there probably will be time, actually. We've still got 20 minutes. Cool. Plus, Fina's not in, so we'll just overrun.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the very quiet starting Block Party, Love Within on 1-3. Thanks everyone who got in touch for the scrapbook.
Thanks, really nice.
Hello, 1-3 listeners. Thank you very much. I meant to say hello, Rob, but then I don't know why I went for the listeners instead. But hi, everyone. Thanks very much for tuning in. Right, Rob. Mm-hmm. There's one person, one very special person, very, very special person, who contributed to the scrapbook, but I felt the thing they gave needed its own bit.
Its own production.
Yeah, so we just played you the scrapbook.
Yeah, that was very nice. Thank you for everyone who sent clips in for that, I really appreciate
it. Yeah, like, it was mosh.
Especially Asia's, like...
It was well mosh, wasn't it?
It was really nice, yeah.
But there is one man who sent something in. The quality's not staggering.
Oh, I already know who it is.
You just looked at the screen, didn't
no,
you?
No, I know who it is because he's notorious for sending not great quality clips. Are we trying to guess where he is by any chance?
One man in particular really pulled all the stops out. Lil James Ware's got a message for you.
He always sends bad quality audio. It's so... That's how I knew who it was.
Are you ready?
Is it like,
hi, I'm playing on Lumen?
It's something like that.
Wishing a legendary last show to the legend himself, Rob Never Wrong Wong, as he's known in my household. And I thought you can't really have a last Friday Night Larks without some final fun and games. So in true after dinner party tradition, I put together a special last lark. Where's Web?
It's back. Where's Where is back. Or as James calls it,
Where's Where, baby?
Where's Where?
Hey.
One man on the loose somewhere in London. We don't know where he is. Do you know where he is? He's going to give Rob some special clues. There's also a weird in-joke which I'll explain afterwards. It's going to be very exciting as we find out.
Where's Where?
Where's Where?
Baby.
So, Rob, this is just for you.
From the sound of the recording, he's in the cave. He's in the cupboard under the stairs.
So, are you ready for this?
He's in a carpet shop.
Special clues just for yous. Three clues.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the whole say hello to James because we're running out of time.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, special guest.
Here it is. The format amazingly remains unchanged, undiluted through all these years. The tradition has been handed down from father to son.
I don't know what he's...
I like it. I like the legacy setup here that he's going for. I appreciate
it. Is he his
that.
Own dad? Is that how it works?
Son to grandson.
Okay, what's the first clue, please, James?
Was that the clue?
The rest of the audience corrupted.
Once lived here.
Here we go. I don't know what's happened. Kai, don't mark us down. You might only...
Don't tell management.
You might only get one clue.
Watch out for Big Brother. Because George Orwell once lived here. I don't think actually in 1984. There are your three clues, musketeers.
Thanks, James.
But where am I, James Ware?
So the only clue I've got is George Orwell once lived here.
To be fair, I don't know if that's entirely James' fault. I think it might be something to do with something I'd done. So I don't want you to pile the blame on James. Blame James, new feature. Right,
Do you know the other two clues?
Yes, it's 13 miles away from King's Cross.
Right.
Unlucky for some, especially if you're meeting me at King's Cross. And
is that
I can't...
James Ware impression? Or was it George Talbot?
I can't remember the other clue, but two's enough. Come on, 13 miles away.
13 miles from King's Cross. That puts you quite far out, 13 miles. George Orwell lived there, so probably north of the river. I don't know, Myland.
Riff the answer.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh my days, I'm in haze. the new home of Rob Wong's Rolling Radio World Tour. Have an amazing time, big man. Looking forward to teaming up with you again soon. Smash it.
In the Goodbye Rob thread,
right,
someone asked where you're going, and Jason jokingly put to Hayes FM because another member of Wandsworth Radio has done that move.
Who?
And I think...
Who?
Well, they've come back since in management.
Who? Oh, okay, I see.
And I think James actually thinks that you were going to Hayes FM.
Oh, hon.
And a natural destination.
I didn't have the... It's a natural... I didn't have the heart to correct it.
Because he went to all that.
Because he got the clues and everything.
That was very bad of you.
Well, that
I'm
was...
I'm really regretting giving you that.
That was where's where. That was good,
fun.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks, yeah, James.
Why did we drop that feature? Okay, I'm going to play... I'm going to play Marmosets. And we've got time for one more thing if we're still into Fina's show.
Yeah, no one's here. So.
This is the Marmosets of Why Do You Hate Me, but I'm going to have to end it early so we can squeeze in one last jam. Rob, I know there's one feature you love more than any other.
Yeah.
As I invite you to take a step into... Chris's Riffling Corner!
Okay, great. Okay.
Take a step on the stone steps there.
This is it. This is really how the show's going
to end. Get comfortable. I want to leave you with the finest message.
Right, so my last show, this is how I'm departing.
Rob Wong!
Yep.
What starts with four legs, grows six legs in the afternoon, and has four legs in the evening?
It starts with four, it has six, and then ends with four.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's not what you think.
Oh.
It's a new riddle for Wandsworth Radio. New commission.
Wait, I think I know what this is.
The answer, Rob Wong!
I don't care.
It's Friday Night Larks! For we started as a two, and then grew into a three, and now are a two. Goodbye to you.
Oh.
We'll miss you. God. Good luck in your next steps.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes at Hayes FM.
Cards next week?
I'm doing nothing next week. I'm getting home from work. I'm going to go straight to sleep.
I was going to say cards. Do you want to play cards next week?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You've got a show.
Yeah, you've got a show to prep for. Start working.
I'm going to be so sad that you're leaving.
Do you want to Skype the show? Oh my God.
He comes home and he finds me at home with you.
If you pull a sickie. Oh, please.
To play cards with you.
Rob.
Other activities are available.
We're going to miss you on Wandsworth Radio. The show continues, but it will not be the same beast.
No,
thank you for all your patience with my weird features. Thank you for bringing all yours. We are going to miss you very much. Thanks for editing all the podcasts and that.
Oh, yeah. Last week's podcast will be available soon.
People can follow you on at Radio Wong if they want to see where you're going after this. It's not. You're not dead. You're just leaving for a bit and then coming back.
As I tweeted last night in response to Asia, I'm surprised you've not brought this up. Asia said, "I'm already missing Radio Wong," and I tweeted, "I'm not dying. I'm learning how to live."
So I can't believe you're leaving us with that.
Because I had to.
Bye, Rob. Good luck in your next steps. We'll miss you.
Bye,
Alex. Be here.
See you later.
An hour before the show next week.
Good luck with that. You enjoy the new rain.
I'm going to finish with the best song ever made.
Yeah.
I know you love it. Play it loud. At Wandsworth on Twitter. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Bye, Rob. We'll miss you.
Bye. Wandsworth Radio.